This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, the word is called illusion. The word is illusion. You've heard of optical illusion. Perhaps you've had this experience of driving down the highway. You've been driving down the blacktop and you see what looks to be water on the road, but as you get closer, you realize it's not. It's just an optical illusion. And there are a lot of illusions in life that we see optically, but there are a lot of illusions personally. There's some that are harmless and there's some that are very serious. I heard a dermatologist on the radio recently talking about skin cancer, and he said he is seeing more sun-related skin cancers in the last three years than he has in his entire career. Sun exposure related skin cancers. He said his patients are all alike in that regard. He said they worship the sun and they stay out in the sun morning till night. And here's what he said about them. They have the same profile. They all have the illusion. Operate under the illusion of invulnerability. It won't happen to me. Well, that's not true only with dermatological problems. It's true with a lot of problems in life where we live under illusion. In fact, I want to define the word illusion as we begin, because I think it's going to be helpful to you. An illusion is anything that deceives me through false impression. And illusion is anything in my life that deceives me through false impression. Sometimes it can be harmless, but sometimes it can be very, very serious. Scott Peck was a psychiatrist who said that he operated under the illusion that things would always get better when he was raising his children. He said he first operated under the illusion, when my kids get out of diapers, things will be better. Then he said his next illusion was, when they go to school, things will be better. Then his next illusion was, when they get their driver's licenses, it'll be better. And then that created a whole new set of problems. Then he said, well, when they go to college, things will be better. I'll get along better with my children. Then he said the next illusion was, when they get married, I'll get along with them. And before he died, he said his last illusion was, when his children get into their 40s, things will be better. When his children get in their 40s. That was said tongue-in-cheek and written tongue-in-cheek, but it illustrates a point that sometimes life is just one illusion after another. It's going to get better, it's going to get better, and it doesn't in a lot of areas in life. Today we're going to talk about life's illusions by looking at an incident in the life of Christ. It's actually a very famous episode in the life of Christ called the triumphant entry, the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. And we're going to talk about the illusions that people had about Jesus Christ. Did you know that people thought back then that Jesus was going to set up an earthly kingdom? They really did. And if you've studied with me at all in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this what? World. It's not of this world. He didn't come to establish an earthly kingdom. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. It's spiritual. And we're going to talk about three illusions today that are in your life and my life perhaps today. Let's bring up the text from Luke, the 19th chapter, beginning at verse 37. When Jesus came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it. The original word means he sobbed. He just sobbed total tears over the city. Well, a passage that's actually preached around Palm Sunday and Easter. We talk about it this week because that's where the series is in Luke. Tune in tomorrow to hear the rest of the message. I want you to get the scene. Jesus is riding in on a colt. People are waving palm branches and they're saying, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And listen to this. This is really important. Most people don't even remember this. Most of the people who were yelling, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, a week later, were some of the same people who were screaming, crucify him, crucify him. Isn't that amazing? 1 week, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The next week, 7 days later, crucify him, crucify him. There were two illusions that people had of Jesus. I want to bring up the two that I want to share with you today that the people had of Jesus. Number one was that he came to conquer Caesar. In setting up an earthly kingdom, he would have to boot out the other kingdom, and that was Rome. So there were people thought he came to conquer Caesar, but the fact is this, he came to conquer Satan. They thought he came to conquer Caesar, he came to conquer Satan. Let's bring up the second illusion. He was going to set them free from the bondage of Rome. He was going to overthrow Rome. And all this oppression that was going on in the nation and the people, that was all going to be going out the window because Jesus was here. But the fact is, Jesus came to set them free from the bondage of sin and death. And I wanted to share that scripture. Can you not bring up that scripture that's up next? There we go. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Listen carefully. Jesus did not come to make people feel better. Jesus didn't come with a get happy type message, be happy, don't worry type message. He came to destroy the power of Satan and destroy the power of death in people's lives. And the Hebrew writer says that people lived all their lives in bondage to the slavery of death. You have people in your family that live that way. That all of life is really the fear of death. That all of living is simply a fear of the end, that all of working is just the fear of the end. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to destroy Satan. In fact, the Bible says he came to destroy the works of Satan too, but he also came to deliver people from the fear of the bondage of death, to set them free from that. Now then, there are things that are illusions in your life and in my life. And what I'm going to give you today, very briefly, are three illusions that I think people in our country live under and people in this room live under. Let's bring up number one, the illusion of self-confidence. Somewhere in your journey in life, you've had it pounded into you. You've got to develop self-confidence. And all that you need to do is within you, and you just have to tap into what's there. And all your strength is inside you, and you just need to pull out of you what's there. And we have been indoctrinated. We have been brainwashed that the answer to most of my problems is just I need to have self-confidence. I want to share with you something that is a lie from the pit. One of Satan's great lies in my own life is to get me to believe somehow that it's up to me. If it is to be, it is up to me. That I have the wherewithal, I have all the power, I have the skills, I have the talent to accomplish what needs to be accomplished. And I want you to listen to what Jeremiah 17:7 says, but blessed is the man or woman who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. What your children need to learn more than self-confidence is Christ confidence. Well, we'll continue in Luke 19 tomorrow with part 3. Our website is crosshope.org. What your children need to learn more than self-confidence is Christ confidence. And they need to grow up with a confidence in the Lord God Almighty, because I have this personal theory, I can't prove it to you, but the more you trust in the Lord, the more self-confidence you will have. Why? Because the confidence won't be in yourself, it'll be in him. Did you know the Bible says this? He who trusts in himself is a fool. Anytime you see the word fool in the Bible, you tend to think of somebody with a mental deficiency. Get that out of your mind as a biblical term. The word fool in the Bible never means somebody with a low IQ or a mental deficiency. It's a character deficiency. It's a character flaw. The man who trusts in himself has a character problem. The woman who trusts in herself has a character flaw. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Let me tell you a powerful story about that, about putting confidence in the Lord in a dramatic way. Mike Breaux used to be the senior minister at Southland Christian Church in Lexington, Kentucky. I heard him tell this, that when his daughter turned 18 years of age and graduated from high school, they said, you know, where are you going to college? She said, I'm not, for the first year. I don't want to go to college. I don't want to go in the military. I just want to take 1 year, and I want to go to Haiti. And I want to work with the missionaries that our church supports in Haiti for 1 year. I just want to get 1 year of my life. So Mike Bro said he and his wife were not real excited about sending their daughter, who just graduated from high school, and just sent her to Haiti for a year, not knowing what would happen to her. Well, what happened when she got there is that they needed her at this particular mission to assist the woman who was the midwife in the mission. She was the one who delivered babies. And Mike's daughter got to assist with 8 births right away, just helped deliver 8 babies. Well, you know what happened. The night came when somebody came to the mission and said, we need help. There's a woman in labor ready to have a baby. We want the midwife to come, and the midwife wasn't there. And so they pointed to Mike Bro's daughter, 18 years old, who's just assisted with 8 births, said, you're going to deliver this baby. So this young lady just literally had no idea what to do in terms of other than what she observed, watching 8 deliveries and kind of helping off to the side, was now in charge of delivering a baby. When she came into the hut, the woman was lying flat on the ground in labor, and there was a voodoo priestess there who was doing incantations over the mother and rubbing the stomach of the mother and calling down some kind of voodoo blessings or incantations over the mother and the baby. And Mike Bro's daughter is trying to deliver this baby, so she gets right in the middle of things, but she was so disconcerted by the voodoo incantations, she started singing at the top of her lungs while she's working. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. And Mike Bro said the voodoo priestess got so disconcerted by that, she stormed out of the hut in anger and left. And Mike Bro's daughter was able to deliver the baby because she sang, our God is an awesome God. May I tell you what that's an example of? Not self-confidence, Christ confidence. That's a dramatic example of someone who said, I'm not going to put the confidence in my flesh, in my strength, in my ability. I'm going to put my confidence in our God that is a mighty God, an awesome God. Well, what a powerful story. This message continues tomorrow on CrossHope. Our website is crosshope.org. God bless. May I tell you what that's an example of? Not self-confidence, Christ confidence. That's a dramatic example of someone who said, I'm not going to put the confidence in my flesh, in my strength, in my ability. I'm going to put my confidence in our God that is a mighty God, an awesome God. And you say, well, what does that have to do with me? Well, I'll tell you this, what it has to do with you. There are going to be situations in your life this week, this month, and this year, where you're going to have to choose to say, I've got it all here. I'm fine, thank you. I've got the wherewithal. Or you can say, our God is an awesome God and my confidence is in Him. Self-confidence is an illusion. It deceives with false impression. Self-confidence is an illusion in life. Blessed is the man or woman who puts their trust in Him, whose confidence is in Him. Let's bring up the second one. I call it the illusion of casual Christianity. Casual Christianity. Billy Graham said that a casual Christian never has any influence over anybody. I think he's right. The casual Christian has no influence over anyone. The word in Romans 12:11 says, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. You were not called to be lukewarm about Jesus Christ. You were called to have fervor. Do you know what the word fervor means? Go to a football game, you know what fervor is. Go to a soccer game and watch the parents on both sides. You'll see fervor. Probably see more than that if there's a call against one of their kids. Go to any athletic event. Go to a concert and you'll see fervor. And the Lord says, that's what I want from you. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. The Lord did not call you to be a lukewarm believer in Jesus Christ. He called you to be a sold-out believer, which means I have declared that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life, not just an advisor in my life. He's not the dear Abby of your life. He's the Lord of your life. He's not a counselor alone. He is the Lord of your life, even though he is a counselor. And the Holy Spirit is referred to as the counselor. But he is the Lord of your life, and the Lord wants me to live like that. An illusion that people live under is the illusion of casual Christianity. There's one more. There's the illusion of there's plenty of time. The illusion of there's plenty of time. I don't know how many funerals I have conducted over my years in the ministry for people all ages. And I'm not being facetious at all, but you know what I mean by this, who died before their time. In other words, even if it was an older person, they should have lived another 10 years in the mind of the family, and I understand that. Well, she could have lived another 20 years, but she didn't. Well, he could have lived another 50 years. He died before his time, or she died before his time. And what does the word say in the book of James 4:14? You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. You know, when James compares my life to a mist, I understand that. Have you ever driven through a fog that's so thick and dense and oppressive, and 5 minutes later, it's gone? You ever come down off the top of a hill, and you go down into a valley, and you can hardly see 10 feet in front of the car, but you go another 100 or 200 yards, and you're out of it. And James says, that's what your life is like. It's like a mist. It's here today, but it's gone tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow will hold, and the idea that there's plenty of time is an illusion that so many people live under. Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, I'm going to share a powerful story told by Ravi Zacharias about his daughter and some surgery that she went through. It's a powerful story you need to hear. That's crosshope.org. Ravi Zacharias is one of my favorite speakers. He is Indian born. Educated, I think, in England, but one of the most powerful Christian speakers in this day and age. He really is. Speaks on college and university campuses all over the world. He's a minister to the world, is what I would call Ravi Zacharias. He was talking about the power of truth when it comes to breaking illusions. You know, the only thing you can do with an illusion is speak truth to it. If there's something deceptive going on in your life, the only answer for that is not another deception. It's speak the truth into that situation. And he tells a story about how his daughter was having surgery. She had a tumor either in her ear or near the area of her ear. And it required such delicate surgery that the surgeon told Ravi Zacharias that there is a danger that we may accidentally nick or cut what's referred to, I believe, as the seventh cranial nerve. You say, what does that have to do with? Well, the seventh cranial nerve has to do with your smile. And the doctor said, if we cut that, even accidentally during this delicate procedure, your daughter's face will droop on the right side. She will never be able to create a smile. I know this for a fact. I've seen this in people because this happened to my own aunt who had surgery, and that's exactly what happened. And it's very disconcerting, I'm sure, for the person who has that. And so they told their daughter, this may happen. Well, you can obviously understand that it was a focus point for the daughter. She worried about it before the surgery, probably went into surgery thinking about it as she went under the anesthetic. When the surgery was over, the surgeon came out and told Ravi Zacharias and his wife that she did fine. We didn't cut the nerve. She's going to be fine. Her smile is intact. They went in to see their daughter in recovery. And as she was coming in and out of consciousness and her eyes focused that her mom and dad were above her, she started crying. And she said, Mom and Dad, I'm so sorry the operation didn't work. I'm so sorry that I'm going to be paralyzed. And they said, who told you that? And she said, I don't know. I just know that that's what happened. And they said, honey, you dreamed that. We just talked to the doctor and he says you're going to be fine. Your smile is intact. You're not going to lose your smile. And here's what Ravi Zacharias said that was so powerful. I was so glad and so joyful to be able to speak the truth into a situation that brought back hope. To speak truth into this situation. Honey, what you believe is not true. Here's the truth. And it's going to set you free to know the truth. I was thinking of that, of things in your life and in my life that when Ravi told that story, what is it that's going on in your life that somebody needs to speak the truth to? And you're involved in a relationship, you're involved in a business deal, you're involved in some situation in your life, and somebody, the Lord needs to come along and say, let me speak truth into that situation. That's not the way it is. Here's the way it is. It's not what you perceive it to be. Here it is, because you see, an illusion is anything in my life that deceives through a false impression. And that can happen in relationships, it can happen in business, it can happen at school, it can happen in your walk with the Lord. I actually heard a man the other day say, a Christian man said, well, God's never spoken to me. You know what I wanted to say to him? Who do you think spoke to you about your sin and convicted you of your sin? Who do you think spoke to you about your need for forgiveness? Who do you think spoke to you about your need for a Savior? And he said, I never thought about it before. It was the Lord who spoke to him. No man calls Jesus Lord except by the Holy Spirit, Corinthians says. Do you know what that means? The Holy Spirit speaks to your spirit. God talks to your spirit and says, Jesus Christ is Lord. And that's why it's an inside job.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.